KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skipped beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel, significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Many of you right now are driving around or however you're accessing the show and you just heard Andy say Happy Valentine's Day and you're like, what? Yeah, don't get caught slipping tonight, all right? You got to get your significant other, your person, something on Valentine's Day. It is Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. Chris Thomas is in for my man Mike Bell, who is out in Las Vegas. Mike is crazy, man. He hit me up earlier today, guys. Big O is here as well. We're going to have a lot of fun today. But Mike hit me up. You know, this tells you, because Mike sometimes gets consumed with things that are going on with him. So I was out. I was out Wednesday. Was it Wednesday I was out? I think it was. And, you know, like I said, I don't know if they told you guys what was going on yesterday as I told that story about this sciatic nerve thing. But spent all that time in the ER. And so today Mike hits me up. Hey, dude, by the way, what happened to you? Like, I could be dead by now. And Mike, I'm like, no, I'm fine. He's like, well, are you okay? What's going on? So I had to explain to him, and then he wanted to get into a long conversation. I'm like, dude, go enjoy your time. Go enjoy your vacation. So I'm sure you'll see lots of pictures at Mike Bell, ATL.
Oh, they're already up.
Oh, well, there you go. I haven't seen any today. But I'm sure he'll be posting a lot of stuff over the weekend, so make sure you check that out.
Orin and I got the counter started yesterday.
What's the number?
I think it was up to 5.
Already?
Yeah.
Before the night was out, I think we got up to like 7 or 8.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the number for the weekend? Like by the time, because I think they come back Sunday. What do you think? 25?
25, yes.
I put the over-under at like 23.5.
23.5 photos.
We had some highlights, though. There was a Bellagio fountain photo last night.
Okay.
He and the wife.
Stock photo.
There was a photo of a dessert at Peter Luger's.
Okay.
There was a photo, and this is just going to show you how much I know about Mike Bell's social media. There was a photo of them playing simulation golf somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, Mike and brown liquor.
Oh, well, that always goes hand in hand.
And a cigar.
Oh, well, that too. Since he got his throat surgery and everything's fine now, he's back to enjoying cigars like I do. We always ask me about the Stogies, and that's great, man. I did not see any. I was super busy this morning, so I just figured that Mike will be posting. Man, we got a lot to chop up.
You figured correctly.
Well, the over-under, you're probably right. It's Friday. Look, the NBA All-Star weekend is this weekend. I just told Turtle this, and I love that Trae Young, again, for me, it's about being recognized. It's not the game, right? It's not the festivities. We're going to get it here in Atlanta, and it's going to be great in a few years. Great. But I don't know how many of you are paying attention to this. Like, there's a new format. There's a celebrity game tonight. Okay. Then there's the Saturday Night All-Star Saturday Night. Oh, okay. The challenge. Oh, then there's the game on. When's the game? When's the game? Sunday?
Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday.
Call me Sunday, will you then? I mean, like, I'll be honest, like, all this other stuff, and maybe I've become that old grouchy man, get off my lawn, I don't want to see the slam dunk, I don't want to see the three-point shootout, I know who the greatest shooter in the NBA is. His name's Steph Curry.
And he's not doing it again this year.
So, Turtle, what am I watching?
Okay, here's the thing. They need to remove the word celebrity from the Celebrity All-Star Game.
Why?
Because it's highlighted by guys like Terrell Owens and Drewski.
Who?
The social media star.
Don't know who he is.
Yeah, Kai Cenat, the social media star.
Don't know who he is.
That's where the rosters have dwindled down to these days. So I heard Andy and Abe run down the rosters while I was driving in. I was like, oh my gosh. Whatever happened to
real
actual celebrity? Like, yeah. Bring Kevin Hart back if you need to at this point. Like, what are we doing? And Carl, by the way, you misspoke.
What do you mean?
It's the All-Star Games.
Oh, well, this is true.
It's the All-Star Games.
Yes, because they've changed the format. Yeah, Kenny's Young Stars versus Chuck's Global Stars. Shaq's OGs versus Candace's Rising Stars. You're right. Either way, it's this weekend. Here's the bigger fish that we need to fry, because I can't even believe we're still talking about this after yesterday. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell. Turtles in for Mike today. Did I hear you right? Did I hear you say that there's a poll up at Dukes and Bell 929 and that there are people who are okay with Kirk Cousins being the backup for our Falcons?
Okay. So here's where this...
I was like, man, this dude, he's legit.
He's legit, right, Bijan? Here's where this idea germinated from.
Okay.
Yesterday, Mark Zinno opened up his big trap.
The Colonel.
Yeah. And he said that the Falcons are not only going to trade Kirk Cousins, but that it's incumbent upon Terry Fontenot to find a trade of value. I tried my best to make some sense out of that man for 15 minutes while you were trying to connect yesterday.
Yeah, Carl. I heard
credit
it.
To Mark Zinno for asking a tough question and following it up.
Not in this instance, Mike Bell. So I thought about it overnight, and then I was listening to our friend, Squidbilly, in the morning shift, the Meat Man.
Yes.
And he said, I heard Turtle talking, and he said, Kirk Cousins can't be the backup or they can't trade him. I said, okay, let's ask the fans. Would you be okay if Kirk Cousins comes back as the backup quarterback?
Now,
after doing what he did, and that's the important part, because it's not just business at this point. It's personal. Because what he did on national TV, he embarrassed the Falcons organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical
error and the whole shebang, the whole nine yards. If he didn't do that, I think there's a way to stomach it. But after doing that, and I don't care what came before it, I know the Falcons drafted Michael Penix. I know you got in trouble for opening up your big trap and costing us a fifth-round pick, talking about your doings, the goings-on with the training staff. I don't care about any of that. You decided, you made a conscious effort to go on national TV on the week of the Super Bowl when everybody's focused on the NFL, even more so than they are usual, and you revealed that you were hurt. You can't come back. You can't do it. If I'm a Falcons fan and I see that man in a Falcons uniform next season, it's going to make me physically ill.
So what would Mike Bell say? I asked that question because the answer is pretty clear. And we've been clear on this show. And I make fun because Mike's not here today. But what would Mike say if you said, hey, by the way, Kirk Cousins is going to be our backup next year? No way. No way. In hell. Is that going to happen? And Turtle, here's the thing for me. I totally agree with you on this. I don't think they can. One, because of the outrage. And some of you are like, it's fake outrage. No, it's not. We were all behind Kirk Cousins. We were swag surfing with this dude. Okay? We were talking about taking over traps. That's right.
Take over their traps.
So we were all in until we weren't, because the truth was revealed.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Yes, you did. There's no way that this guy can come back and be the backup.
None.
I couldn't even believe you put the poll question up. I saw that last night. I was like, whoa, what is this? Who's talking about this?
It's closer than you think.
People want this to happen?
Right now, 54 to 46.
Who are these people?
46% of the audience right now. Go vote at Dukes and Bell 929 or hit me up at C. Thomas Radio. Polls up. Go vote.
Turn the page. Cut bait. You can't do this. And the reason is simple. I don't trust him. You don't trust him. And more importantly, I don't know how his teammates could trust him. Number two, the financial commitment. You guys are going to pay a backup quarterback $40 million rather than have him on your not have him on your roster? You guys are going to do that. Because all we're going to hear in the fall, trust me, is we got the most expensive backup in the league. I know. And that's why that's not going to happen. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. B-Mac's going to join us in about 6 minutes. We're going to talk to him. Of course, he is a CBS NFL analyst. We'll talk to him about the Super Bowl fallout. A lot of people think the Chiefs are done. The Eagles dynasty has started. We'll get into all of this with B-Mac and much more coming up here on the show. It is a big Friday edition of Dukes and Bell. I don't know what to say to those who's like, yeah, it makes total sense. How does it make sense? Somebody explain this to me, that it makes sense to keep him after all that has transpired. And Toto, you're right. It has nothing to do with the season and the 6-3 start. This has to do with how it fell apart, why it fell apart, and then now the reasons we know why it did.
Again, if this was a situation where he got benched, he had swallowed his pride, was a good mentor to Michael Penix.
That's what I thought he was. Well, I thought he was doing that.
He may have.
No, I don't mean the mentor part. I mean, like, just don't say anything.
Well, and here's the thing. Once he did what he did, it's over. There's no coming back from that. That is a burnt bridge. Nobody.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
In Atlanta, I mean, despite what the poll is saying right now, but I think those votes are going to get swayed as the show goes on.
Yeah,
nobody wants him here. How can you, as a Falcons fan, God forbid something happens to Penix next year, you want him back under center?
No.
After what just happened, forget the crap play that he showed out there. Forget that he was injured. He lied. He lied to all of you. Every single person within the sound of my voice. And the numbers show us, Carl, that's a lot of people.
Oh, well, it has been for a long time.
Yeah, and you can hear me say this. He is a loser for what he did. Loser. That is something that is done by losers. For you to have to go to your PR spin strategy to come out here and say, with your agent behind you, I was hurt in week 10. I was hurt. So that means one of two things, as we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. Either I didn't tell the training staff, or the training staff and the coaching staff knew, and they either didn't make a move because of financial commitment or because of incompetence.
Well, you can't.
And all of that looks awful, Carl.
You can't say they didn't know when he's on the injury report. Like, for the brief time that he was, and everybody downplayed it, and that's where that clerical error thing comes from. And as we revisit this, that you can't say they didn't know. They knew because he went to see the trainers. That's why he's on the injury report. And then all of a sudden he's not. You know why? Clerical error. I'm not going to go back in there. I'm not going to show. I'm not going to tell everybody what's going on because I don't want to be benched. All right. You guys can vote. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. We got more to get to, though. B-Mac's going to join us. We're going to talk some football. Is Travis Kelce done? Everybody I'm talking to around the league, these outsiders that cover the league are like, yeah, look, he's about to make $1 jillion outside of football. He's got a super hot girlfriend, whether you like or not, that they're going to collaborate on things. Why is Travis Kelce even considering coming back? We're going to get into that and more with B-Mac coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we got a little game we're going to play probably in the 4 o'clock hour, 3:30. Stick around and find out what that's all about. 404-726-0929. Lots of folks hitting me up on the poll that has been up about Cousins coming back as our backup quarterback. And here's the other part. We're going to talk to B-Mac about all this stuff. Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, CBS NFL analyst. We all have to assume, even if you believe that this is the best thing for the Falcons, that that's what he wants. And I don't know if that's what he wants. I think he wants to be a starter, guys. I think he wants to finish his career by playing and starting in the National Football League. The idea that he's just willing to sit and make this money and go, oh, I'm okay, after the way last season ended, that's something I don't believe to be true.
Well, he's already been linked to three teams to potentially start. The Raiders, the Browns, and the Jets.
True enough. And one I believe, two I don't. But I don't think he wants to sit and be a backup for the remainder of, what, 2 years left on the deal or whatever it is. We'll talk more about this along the way. You can go vote at Dukes and Bell 929. B-Mac, man, it's good to have you on. That Super Bowl, man, unbelievable performance by the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know, people are now saying, all right, does this start the Eagles dynasty where they went to a Super Bowl a couple of years ago, lost it, they get back, this is a better team, we said that all week leading into it, and then they dominate the Kansas City Chiefs. Where are your thoughts right now on this Eagles team and what they have in place to remain the dominant team in the NFC?
My thoughts for the Eagles, outstanding season, 2024. I think this 2024 championship team is the best Eagles team I've ever seen from top to bottom in terms of balance. Now, moving forward, the future is extremely bright for the Philadelphia Eagles, and here's why. You look at their core pieces. Most of those guys are locked and loaded with the franchise moving forward when you look at their contractual agreement. You look at some of their key contributors on the defense side. They're still in the midst of their rookie contracts. Howie Roseman has done an outstanding job, a masterful job, and number one, identifying talent, and number two, putting the people in positions to get the most out of that said talent. Look at you know, all the Georgia draft picks they assembled, they drafted, all of those guys have been stars for their team. Even without N'Kobe Dean in the lineup, they still found a way. You brought in Zach Bond on a one-year deal, $4 million, became one of the best inside linebackers in the league. Look at the draft picks they hit on. Cooper DeJean. You look at Quinyon Mitchell, Williams. These are guys that were homegrown players, and they've hit on them. So the success will follow that when you hit on your draft picks and you make key moves in free agency, that also improves your team.
B, please help the haters understand that Pat Mahomes is not even 30 years old and that he's going to be in this league and the Chiefs are going to be back in this thing for a very, very long time.
Yeah, well, Pat Mahomes, he's not going anywhere. And I think the way they got dominated, Chris, I think it motivated Pat Mahomes instantly to get ready for 2025. Because one thing we know about Pat Mahomes, winning has been associated with him throughout his professional career, and that's what he expects to do. And he looks for extra motivation. And I think getting kicked in the mouth like they did this past Sunday is the motivation that he needs to be able to get back to this point once again next season. So they got beat up. It was surprising, but you can never count Kansas City out when you have number 15 in your lineup.
So what do you think about Kelce? I'm talking to folks, B, and they're all telling me he's probably done. And I'm like, okay, why would you walk away when you're still playing at a high level? I know he said on the podcast with his brother he's been playing all these games because they've been in the playoffs, what, 7 straight years? You know, he's playing these extra games, the extra wear and tear. I get it. But, again, you still are playing with that number 15, dude, and you still have a chance to get back here maybe another year for him, or do you think he walks away?
I think he walks away. Carl, when you watched him during the Super Bowl, he seemed like he was disinterested.
Yes.
The entire game.
Yep.
And let's keep it real. This season, he was below average compared to what we've seen from him in years past. It was almost like we were waiting for him to kind of get into football shape towards the end of the season where he can give us that outstanding postseason run that we've seen from him in years past. But he didn't really do that, not consistently. And then in the most important game, he was basically a body. It felt like he was disinterested in the ball game. And one thing we've seen from Travis Kelce, especially in Super Bowl moments, when things are not going right, he gets fired up. He gets animated. You remember a few Super Bowls ago where they got off to a slow start and he basically kind of knocked Andy Reid down because he was emotional? Things wasn't going right, and we kind of criticized him for just doing that. But he said, I got involved in the game. I wanted to get us fired up. Did we see that this past Sunday?
No.
No, we didn't. And that tells me two things, guys, Chris, Carl. Either he's disinterested or he's tired. He's fatigued. Because for him to have the significant postseason opportunities that he's had, that takes a toll on your body. It's a long, mentally, physically fatiguing process. And maybe, you know, he's pretty much tired of that, going through that, to devote the time and effort to get to being the type of player he's been when you look at his first ballot Hall of Fame career. So I think, man, I think he's trending towards walking away more so than playing one more year.
All right, B, the rumors are swirling. What are your boys in Pittsburgh doing at QB?
It's a wait-and-see process for all of us. What I would like to see us do, Chris, is let's keep Justin Fields. Let's keep Justin Fields. And the reason why I say that is because I feel like you can get him at a better deal financially than trying to retain Russell Wilson, who started the majority of the season, or trying to bring in a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Secondly, he's still only 25 years old. I mean, he has a high ceiling. The potential is there. You just need to work with him. And if you get Justin Fields for a nice deal financially, you still have money that you can allocate to other areas in your team to improve. And the last thing I'll say, you're talking about an offense that lacks playmakers. When you have Justin Fields in the lineup, he can become another playmaker for you with his athleticism and his ability to be a plus one in the running game. So that's what I would do. Of course, you know, we're hearing the rumblings about Aaron Rodgers maybe being associated with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I wouldn't want to see that move because you talked about Kirk Cousins before I got on. Kirk Cousins can't make anybody miss. Can't make anybody miss. Aaron Rodgers is the same way.
Yeah.
Can't make anybody miss. Can't buy time. And if you look at the NFL world right now, we're living in the quarterback world in the NFL where you need to have guys that can buy time and make people miss. The two quarterbacks that we watched last week in New Orleans can make people miss, can run with the football. That makes the offense better. Look at what Atlanta has now with Michael Penix. He can run if he needs to. So I want to stay away from that element if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, where you know your offensive line might not be as stout as you would like them to be when it comes to protecting the quarterback.
I don't think they should have went away from Justin Fields. I mean, here's the deal for me. And this offense was, to your point, we're talking about the Steelers. It's Brian McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell. The offense was stagnant, guys. You go back and look at their last five games, how they lost out. They were not scoring points. But I also felt like, this is just me, B, that decision was over the head of Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator. And I felt like he felt good with where Justin was and where they were going. And then all of a sudden he had to make the adjustment to try to change the offense a little bit with you know, Wilson. I didn't think they should have went away from him. I agree with you. I think that's the smart play, and it's probably going to cost him less money. And let's be honest. He's not, what is he, 25?
25?
Come on.
Yes.
Crazy.
25. Justin Fields is 1 year older than Michael Penix Jr. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And has played more. So I'm with you. We're talking about all the things around the league, guys, and it's going to be an interesting offseason. By the way, Eagles had their parade today. I don't know if you saw any of that as they were celebrating this win. And, you know, I just – all the times, every time I watch one of these parades, every year I'm like, when are we getting one? That's just me. I'm like, when are we getting one? You know, I want to experience that here in the A. And a lot of people think we're a long ways away. So let's talk about this Cousins thing. Is there any way he is the backup when the season rolls around here for the Falcons?
No. And I agree with you, you know, earlier in what you were saying that you don't think Kirk Cousins want to just be a backup. I agree with you. I think Kirk Cousins believes he still can be a starting quarterback in the National Football League, and that's what he wants. But Atlanta, they're moving on. Michael Penix is the guy. There's no quarterback competition. There's nothing to figure out. Getting ready for this season, Michael Penix is QB1. So in my opinion, the best thing for Atlanta to do is try to move Kirk Cousins. Because if you do that, you don't have to worry about any potential distractions or opinions about is there a quarterback controversy. You know, if something happens with Michael Penix, you know, has a bad ball game, should they go back to Kirk Cousins? No. And you don't. If you remove Kirk Cousins, you don't have to worry about that. Now Penix understands, bro, this is your job. And then hopefully you can try to get an extra pick or something like that if you're able to move Kirk Cousins. But I'm right there with you, Carl. I don't think Kirk Cousins is ready to sit here and settle in a QB2 position. He still wants to try to show he can be a starting quarterback. But that won't happen in Atlanta.
B, real quick before we let you go. If you were a player in that locker room, would it bother you what he did on NFL Network last week when he came out and said that he was injured when it was reported otherwise throughout the season? Or is that just business and that's not something that players concern themselves about?
Chris, it would bother me, but I'll say this. I highly doubt there were not a few guys in the locker room that was already aware of that. You know what I mean? And the thing about the National Football League, just the affiliation to the game, when you hurt, you still try to play. So I respect Kirk Cousins for fighting, right? You could never question his want to or his will. But if you were actually making hurting the team chances better than helping them, that's something that you got to do. So now you can't be selfish. You got to be selfless and say, you know what? I can't be at my best for the team to be at our best. So we need to maybe give me some extra time. But then think about this too, Chris Carl. Think about this from Kirk Cousins' side of things. If he was to say that, right, hypothetically speaking, when he got injured against New Orleans, if he was to say, you know what, I'm not healthy. I can't go right now. Okay, cool. We respect that. Penix, you're up. Penix goes into the game, the next game, and balls out, and they win. Do you think Kirk Cousins will probably get back in the saddle? Think about it.
Yeah. It's
right?
No, you're
because
right. You're right.
Time, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. That was when he got injured. That was in the midst of that four-game losing streak, or was that the first game that got into that four-game losing streak?
First game, I believe. Yeah.
It was the first game.
Yeah.
So if he got injured, and let's say he tried to play the next game, or if he said, you know what, man, I can't go this week, and the young fella gets into the lineup, and the young fella balls out, and most importantly, they win, the city would have been buzzing. The city was already buzzing about Michael Penix when he wasn't even playing. So now the city is buzzing, and now you're in a difficult situation because when you are healthy, we don't know if you get back into the saddle.
It's a great point. D-Mac, man, appreciate you. Like we said, all season long, always love chopping it up with you. It's going to be an interesting offseason. Make sure you follow him, guys. Check him out, CBS NFL analyst. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Next up is the combine here at the end of the month. D-Mac, we'll talk to you soon, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, we are going to get to the daily download. And he has signed a long-term deal, but not where you expected him to. Basically, all four members have said, we ain't leaving. We'll tell you about it next on Dukes and Bell. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you're getting your person something very nice, or maybe you already did. By the way, any of you guys going to dinner or doing anything? I know your wife's pregnant, though, so I don't know, but
I mean, she eats.
Yeah, are you taking her dinner tonight, or are you doing something?
We're not going to do dinner tonight. I'm here until 10. So,
oh, gotcha.
We may do something over the weekend, but I got her a nice little gift today, though.
Very nice.
Sweet, yeah.
You don't want to spoil it, right? She might be listening, watching.
Oh, no, she already opened it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a book of Spanish poetry.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Turtle?
Yeah. Well, of course there's a story to it, because there always is.
What do you mean?
So my girlfriend, she made a request. She said this was her first Valentine's Day being spent with a significant other in a while, so she wanted to make it special.
Okay.
I said, sure, no problem. She said, can you please have flowers delivered to my school on Valentine's Day? I said, sure. I said, I was going to do that the day before because there's usually so many things going on Valentine's Day that, you know, let me get them delivered to you on the 13th.
Yeah.
They're not going to die overnight. They'll still be sitting there for you. All your coworkers can come over and love on you.
That's
and,
so
he's
sweet.
So sweet.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I want them on the 14th. Okay. Fine. You know what? Whatever you want, babe. Get a call about 11 o'clock this morning.
Uh-oh.
Hey, babe. They're letting us out of school early today. And the flowers haven't gotten here yet. Is there any way you can check on this for me? What do you mean? Well, you know, we were going to have a full day, but they decided to let us go home early, so... they're closing up the school soon, so the flowers need to get here. Otherwise, we're going to have a problem.
Wow.
Okay. How long can you wait? About 30 more minutes. Oh, okay. Let me look up the tracking number and see when these things are going to get here. Luckily, they were only a couple of stops away.
Oh, good.
And they got there just in time.
Okay.
I said, babe, how about you listen to me next
time? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I got a little bit of an idea of why things should go a certain way.
Well, listen, if they were delivered yesterday, you wouldn't have had this problem.
Exactly.
But so you're saying she did receive them, though?
She received them.
Good.
Right as the school was closing for the day. Then tonight, me, her, and her two brothers are going to go see Captain America.
Oh, cool.
And then tomorrow, we are doing the traditional, we're going to go out to dinner.
Very nice.
Have a nice time. So
I'm curious. Let me know. And I said this to you earlier in the week. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9. I'm curious to know about the new Captain America. I want to see it. But I don't know if I have time this weekend.
I have limited expectations,
okay.
I'd say.
Okay.
I'm going to go in open-minded.
Yeah.
I've just been so meh by Marvel the last couple of years.
You're jaded now.
I'm hoping this is the one that
Deadpool was unbelievable.
But I almost put that in its like own
category. I'm with you.
So I'm hoping that this one does it. I want to see how they weave in that an 82-year-old that Harrison Ford is going to be a Hulk.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's out today, right? It came out maybe last night.
It's out right now, yeah.
So, for all the Marvel folks out there. But I do want to go check it out as well. But, yeah, let me know. Because if not, then I'll have to wait to watch it at the house. Because I love seeing these big blockbuster action movies. We talked about this, you know, in going to the movies to see it. But, like, it's far few in between now, right, when you decide to do that. But you hope that they did a good job with it.
Yeah, we saw Kraven. They've all just been the last few years. It just – there hasn't been one that – it just feels like – you know the best you ever had, Carl?
I'm sorry?
The best you ever had. And sometimes...
What are we talking about here?
You know, like the best you ever had.
Movies?
Pizza?
No.
Tacos?
Pasta?
No. Well, You were on the right track potentially.
So
there.
And
then it's like you have that experience and it's life changing.
Yeah.
That's how I felt Infinity War and Endgame was. And nothing's lived up to it since.
No, it was the culmination of 12 years of work. Mike mentioned this the other day when we were talking about it. I mean, like, Samuel L. Jackson said this. When they asked him to do the movies, right, when they first approached him, and he was like, okay, what are we talking about? He thought it was a movie. And they were like, no, it's multiple movies. And he was like, how long? 12 years worth of movies. We don't remember it because it started way back in, like, 09 or whatever it was. But as they started to release this stuff, like, yeah, man, I mean, that was when the Endgame happened and it was out, it was like the best. And then you said, where are they going to go? And that's what these, you know, alternative universes.
It was the best I ever had.
Carl. Okay, I understand, Turtle. By the way, the parade went on today. Governor Josh Shapiro was at the podium, and I just thought this was funny. This was about 15 minutes ago, as the Eagles are celebrating their Super Bowl. When are we getting one? And he said, they love to hate us. They love to root against us. It seems that the Eagles are now America's team.
Oh.
And the crowd went crazy.
Oh, no.
And then he said, you hear that, Dallas? And all of a sudden, a chant of Dallas sucks started. And the entire crowd is chanting Dallas sucks. I don't know about that. But I will say this, there were a lot of people rooting for the Eagles over the Chiefs in this dynasty thing and this whole three-peat, you know, in the Super Bowl last weekend. So they're celebrating up there. More on that coming up. It's Dukes and Bell. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Padley Guys. Sell your home for cash fast. That's PadlyBuys.com.
Real quick, Carl, before we hit some headlines. Jalen Hurts is speaking right now.
Okay.
He seems to be committed to the bit of the Kangol backwards hat.
Yeah, I like it. It looks good on
you
him,
like
too.
It?
I do. It looks good on
like,
him.
Like, if I was him, like, he is, that is a handsome man, okay?
Yeah.
I don't need anything distracting from how good I look.
That's distracting?
Yeah, like, I just think go
this
up there.
This thing's bigger than Nino Brown, and I gotta listen, bro.
Yeah. Just,
he does look like that.
Just go up there.
He does look like that from New Jack City.
I don't need fitteds. I don't need any. I would just go up there, Carl, and smile and just be like, hello, ladies of Philadelphia.
Yeah. CMB. He does look like that. If you're familiar with the New Jack City movie back in the day, that's exactly what he looks like. Oh, he's right. But yeah, man, look, he's got his look. He's chilling. He's so reserved and like just. Even keel, like, you know, even this speech, I don't even know what he's saying. We got it on up in the studio.
He's just leaning over.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's
leaning
saying.
Leaning into the mic.
But he's just so cool, you know?
I just don't think, he doesn't need it.
I have liked Jalen Hurts for a long time and heard about him in East Texas when he was in high school. And, you know, Saban went out there and picked him up and brought him to Alabama. He could have went anywhere, obviously, and one of the top quarterbacks in the country. But I've heard nothing. I don't know him. I've not met him. But I've heard nothing but great things from people who do and have had encounters with him. And I think you see it with his teammates, man. And, you know, we talk about Patrick Mahomes a lot and his ability. This guy is a leader of men as well. And I don't know if he gets the credit. Maybe he will now. But, you know, a lot of guys in that locker room totally buy in and bought in and believe in Jalen Hurts. And he's just a good dude. I think it's good to see, you know, sometimes that they say nice guys finish last. Not in this situation.
No, well, he's the perfect – because – everything surrounding the Philadelphia Eagles and the city is like the yin.
Yeah.
And then his calming yang. Collective presence brings it together, and he's that yang. Because he is, as you said, he's the smoothest guy in the room. So that combination has just been a perfect fit.
It is. Eagles celebrating today. Big O, man, let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Eagles will be picked to repeat because they are still loaded. And I don't know how next season plays out, but Jalen Hurts, while we're talking about this parade, was talking about the joy of winning it all.
This whole year has been more magnifying to me in terms of my desire to win because I kind of learned like how I processed everything after the game and where my heart was. It's like the joy of winning it. It still had no... comparison to the pain of losing it. And so those things are still going to continue to motivate me and drive me internally.
Yeah, I mean, look, Patrick Mahomes now knows what that feeling feels like, right? He already did. He lost one to Brady, but everybody said, oh, he's so young, he'll be back. And then he wins a couple, and everybody says, oh, he's about to run all five or six. It's hard, man. And I'm curious to see how it motivates Patrick Mahomes, as it did Jalen Hurts, to get the Eagles back here. Hey, Shaquille O'Neal, if you didn't hear, has signed a new long-term agreement with TNT, not ESPN, which tells you that all the guys on that show inside the NBA are all sticking together. Ernie's there. Shaq has now signed a long-term deal. Barkley said, I'm not going. Guys, I don't know what the plan is long-term. Everybody thought this show would eventually just pick up and go to ESPN or go to NBC or whatever it was going to be. I want you to hear Shaq talking about, you know, the fact that, you know, the way that they looked at this whole ordeal, he thought anyways they were going to get fired. So, you know, bottom line is they're all sticking together.
In the words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm tired of America. We get fired anyway, Ernie.
15 million per. And I want to say Charles got a similar deal a few years ago. So look, they're obviously valued. We love what they do. Chris, here's my question. Where does this go now? Are they going to create their own pre and post game shows based around the league and what's going on with the games? I don't know how they're going to operate, but obviously there's a plan in place.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know if it does.
Because you tune in for them.
I don't know if it does.
Like, this isn't a thing where you need bells and whistles. This isn't a thing where you need a setup. You just put those guys on the stage and just let them go. I don't care if they have highlights. I don't care if they have packages
to
throw to.
It's its own thing.
They need a studio and they need microphones. And as long as they have that, they're going to be them, and that's what's going to draw the audience. So they're in a unique situation where the set and the setting of the situation just, quite frankly, Carl, doesn't matter.
Yeah, so Ernie, we knew Ernie was staying. Ernie's such, you know, a quality individual, lives here, obviously. And, you know, oh, these guys, for the most part, they all do now. I mean, Shaq's been here for years. People didn't know. Charles has a place here. I mean, the bottom line is they're all sticking together, and I thought it was interesting that this was kind of the last piece. Everybody was waiting to see what Shaq was going to do. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, as we talk about what's going on. Hey, NBA All-Star Game, we mentioned it this weekend, or festivities, starts tonight with the celebrity game. Turtle, I know you'll be locked in.
Oh, sorry.
Rising Stars game at 9. That's Risha Shea.
Well, our guy's there.
That's right.
I'll definitely check out the highlights tomorrow morning on Twitter.
Okay.
And that's about it.
That's where you get your highlights?
Yeah, I'll get the highlights on Twitter.
All right.
Again, I'll be in the movies tonight anyway, so I feel you.
Yeah, Rising Stars tonight if you want to watch Risha Shea. Everything, again, speaking of TNT, ESPN, TNT tonight at 9. And then tomorrow, all this stuff is going on out there in San Francisco. The Kia Skills Challenge, the three-point contest, and then the slam dunk. And isn't the defending champ
Mac McClung
coming back? Yes.
Yeah.
He's coming back to participate.
Not in the NBA.
He's in the G League.
Yeah, that's not the NBA.
He's in the G League.
Yeah. Usually you get guys that are in the NBA to do the NBA.
He was the G League MVP last year.
I know. It's not his fault the guys in the league don't want to take him on.
Playing with the Osceola Magic.
we've come a long way from the days of Jordan Neek. Yeah.
Well, you got to have balls to do it, and guys don't want to lose. By the way, I think he wins it again.
Did you just say LeBron James doesn't have balls because he won't do it?
LeBron's past this. He's past it.
Have you seen some of the dunks he's had this season? Yes. He didn't look past it.
His in-game dunks are better than anything he could do in a slam dunk competition. All right, we're coming back. I got a problem, a big problem, and we got to talk about it coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Odyssey celebrates President's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Marketers, are
Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, The Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.